Hello guys, it's me, Baby Kitten, and today I'm doing another questionnaire. I'm going to be doing another October Fall and Halloween questionnaire by Kinky Angel 91. They said that no one did their questionnaire, and I didn't even see it show up on my backstage. I just haven't seen it, and so I'm going to do it. That way they're happy and not so sad that no one did their questionnaire. Okay. Number one, do you know anyone born in October? Who are they in relation to you? I know two people born in October. Two of them are my friends. One of them is my best friend and the other one is like a friend. My best friend, her birthday is October 1st and we went to Disney World for her birthday and it was really, really fun. Number two, when does it feel like October has finally started? You know, whenever I feel like a cold chill in the air. I live in Florida, so we don't get like the leaves changing, you know. So whenever we get like, oh, it's 70 degrees, it must be October. Number three, what are your favorite things about October? My favorite things about October is that it actually gets chilly enough to wear sweaters. The atmosphere around me feels different and it's like a cool different. It's hard to explain. I'm weird, guys. And I also like October, so I like Halloween, obviously, and I also enjoy pumpkin carving, so those are my favorite things. What do I hate about October? Midterms are in October. Ugh, don't like it. Number five, if October was a person, describe his or her personality. Whoa, that's a cool question. Awesome. Okay, I would say, if October was a person, they would wear dark, vampy type clothing. They would ironically have a pumpkin spice latte, but they would just deny that they're basic. They would wear like beanies and stuff like that, and they would be super just laid back and chill, but also kind of scary, creepy kind of. That's what I got. Number six, what is your country/state/city famous for during October, or what do they always do every year in October? If I have to say, like, my state, Florida, there's a lot of things that are famous during October, like Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios, which is fun, and then we have Warehouse 31s like all over the state, and they're like haunted houses. I worked at one year and it was so fun. I love scaring people. It was great. I was a like zombie chick and I like chased people down hallways. Well, you know, zombies can't really run, so I was just slowly crawling to them like trying to get them, and that was really, really fun. That's the only thing I can think of that's pretty famous during October here. Number seven, favorite October memory. I think I answered this in Penny's October or Halloween questionnaire, but my favorite memory is with that crazy chainsaw guy that chased me down the street. Me and my friends down our street on Halloween night. That guy, we were trick-or-treating and we were heading back to my house and this guy revved up a chainsaw behind us and chased us all the way to my house. It was super, super scary, but looking back on it, it was really, really fun. So he's still in my neighborhood to this day and he does it every single year since then. So I keep an eye out for him. All right, so this is the fall section of the questionnaire. Number one, what's your favorite thing about fall? My favorite thing about fall is that it gets cold and I can wear sweaters because I love sweaters and leggings. Those are my favorite things to wear. Number two, what do you hate about fall? I just don't like pumpkin spice latte everything, guys. It's everywhere. They have pumpkin spice latte Oreos. They have pumpkin spice latte candles. They have this pumpkin spice latte Frappuccinos, you know, I'm just sick of, I just don't want to hear about it. I'm just sick and tired of hearing about it. Number three, when does it feel like fall has officially started? When everyone is freaking out about the pumpkin spice latte. Number four, what's your favorite food to eat / make during the fall? Favorite dessert to eat / make? My favorite food to make during the fall is soup. Like, I make this I make this, like, autumn squash soup. I got a recipe offline, and it was really good. It's kind of like the one that they have at Panera, but it's a little bit different, and I really love it. Favorite dessert, probably apple pie. I've made apple pie, and it turned out really cool, and really good, so apple pie is my favorite dessert. I know, pumpkin pie, like I said in Penny's questionnaire, I just don't like pumpkin, guys. I just don't like it. Number five, where do you have to go to eat or drink something every fall? There's this little cafe near my school, and they have really, really, really good apple crisp type pastries. It's really hard to explain. It's kind of like a croissant, but it's like filled with this apple-y, crumbly type thing, and it's so good, and they put cinnamon on top of it. It's so good, and they also have like really good salted caramel lattes. Super good. It's really awesome. Number six, if fall was a person, describe his or her personality. I would say they're kind of the same as October, but maybe they would wear more brown colors and oranges, and they would also have the pumpkin spice latte. They would have like a scarf on, and their personality would be very chill, laid back, very warm personality. Yeah, I feel like they would be very caring, or just understand. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm rambling now. Number seven, what is / are one / many things you look forward to every single fall? Well, like I said, I really, 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 really get excited for it getting cooler and wearing sweaters. I know. And the cinnamon, but the salted caramel things. I love salted caramel, and I love it when it comes out. So salted caramel things and sweaters and leggings. Number eight, favorite fall memory. I remember I went up to visit my family in Alabama one fall, and I actually got to see leaves change for once in my life, and then we jumped in a pile of leaves. It was really, really fun. Alright, this is the Halloween section of the questionnaire, so let's do this one. Number one, favorite thing about Halloween, worst thing about it. Okay, favorite thing about Halloween is all of the creative costumes I see, and the worst thing about it, probably the basic people who wear the same exact costume. Like, you know, everybody and their mother is going to be dressing up as Suicide Squad Harley, and everyone's going to be dressed up as that, so be prepared to see a bunch of Harley Quinns running around. Happy Harlequin-ween. That's what they should say it now. That was stupid. I'm sorry. Number two, favorite thing about trick-or-treating, worst thing about it. I love to get candy. That's my favorite thing about trick-or-treating. I think that's everybody's favorite thing about trick-or-treating is getting candy. Worst thing about it when people give you stupid things like, oh, here's an apple. Who asked for an apple on Halloween? Like, I know you're trying to be nice, blah, 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 blah. You know, healthy. It's Halloween. Give me, like, a Snickers. That's what I want on Halloween, not an apple. Forget that lady. She was so mean. Okay, number three. Favorite TV show / movies to watch during Halloween? I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Charmed, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Supernatural, and then movie Halloween Town, any Halloween Town from Disney Channel except for the one where she goes to college. That was really stupid. Hocus Pocus, Friday the 13th, The Conjuring. Yeah.
4, scary movies, horror movies, slash films, etc. Yes, any of them. Why or why not? Favorite of any of them. You see, I am not really big on ghost movies because they freak me out. Because jump scares. It's not like ghosts freak me out. It's just when they do the jump scares in films. That's what really gets me. You know, I kind of like ghosts. I'm pretty chill with ghosts, you know, whatever. I just don't like jump scares. But I don't mind, like, gory stuff. Like, I could watch someone get their head chopped off or, like, get fucking, like, cut in half, you know. It doesn't really bother me. So I liked all the Saws. Those are pretty good. The Conjuring, like I said, you know, it's fine. Just jump scares really got to me. I also, my mom and I, I hung out with my mom a couple weeks ago, and we watched Babadook or something. I think it was called Babadook or something like that, and it was on YouTube, not YouTube, on Netflix. That was a weird-ass movie. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you watch it and just get really, really confused at the end because it was really, really confusing. So, yeah. I think I answered this question. I don't know. My favorite and favorite scary movie would probably be... it would probably be... I liked The Skeleton Key. And I also really enjoyed the, what was it called? The Cabin in the Woods was really good too. It was funny to me. I don't know if that was a good thing that it was funny to me. Oh well. Number 5, tell us your scariest childhood memory. Okay. So, it was third grade, and my school, the older kids in our, like, in our school decided to take one hallway of our school and make it a haunted hallway, and each class got to go through it during some time during school, and it was our class's turn, and I just did not want to do it. I'm not really big on haunted houses. Like I said, I just don't enjoy jump scares, so I had to go to it. I don't know why. The teacher just was like, whatever, just do it. And I was like, whatever. So I went through, and they had, like, cobwebs everywhere, and just, there was, like, banging, and, they had, like, a fog machine, and it was really, really scary. And then one of my friends, who was in eighth grade, jumped out at me, and she had, like, a face paint of, like, some monster. She, like, busted out of one of the lockers or whatever, and she jumped in front of me, and I was like, oh man, and I started crying, and then she broke out of character, shame on her, and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, and she, like, hugged me, and then, like, other people that were my friends and that were older than me, like, came over, and they hugged me and everything, and it was so, so scary, because, you know, monsters were hugging me, and I was really, really confused, and it was a mess, but I think I was scarred for life. Oh, okay. Number 6, tell us your scariest adult older than 18 memory. Well, I'm only 19, so I've only had a couple. I would say, I think it was, we were on a chorus trip senior year, and we were in South Carolina, Charleston, and we went on a ghost tour. But before the ghost tour, me and my friend went to the bathroom at this, like, restaurant, and it was super, 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 super cold in one of the corners. And I remember looking up, and I didn't see a vent or anything around me, and there was no vent below me, so I was wondering where this air was coming from. You know, I was just like, whatever, it's probably just air conditioning. But then my friend also came into the corner, and she's like, wow, it is really cold. But the rest of the room was, like, really, really warm, and I was really confused. And so later that night, when we were on the ghost tour, we stopped in front of the restaurant that we went at, and I was like, oh, no. So me and my friend were listening to the story about this guy who owned a company that was in that building, and apparently he had a lot of downfalls and a lot of problems, and he hung himself in his office on the second floor of the building, but then the string broke and he fell down into the ceiling of the first floor, and then landed where that cold spot was in the bathroom, and they say that he's in there, like, haunting people in that room, and that's why it's so cold there. And I remember it being really, really cold, and I had, like, a bad feeling in that room, and I was like, I need to get out of here. So when I heard that, I was like, shit, I was around a ghost. Like, oh my God. And me and my friend were just kind of freaking out. But we were quiet because the lady was giving the story. We didn't want to be rude. But we were freaking out and we're like, oh my God, there was a ghost. There was a legit ghost. So yeah, that was scary. Number 7, recall the scariest story you've ever heard. Well, the Cliff Notes version of it.
The scariest story. I don't really remember any super scary stories besides, like, you know. Actually, I remember hearing on that ghost tour there was a lot of stories, but I don't really remember.
I'm sorry. I would have to think about it more and sorry. Let me think. I'm gonna say, like, in one of those ghost tours, because I also went to one in Key West, because I used to live there, and I was, like, 10 or something, and the lady was giving a story about this woman who, like, died on the streets somewhere, and, like, her, like, ghost haunts everyone who walks down a certain pathway on the street. And some people say that they, like, possessed her, or, like, so that they, that she possessed them and made them do crazy things. But that, I can't really remember everything about it, so. If I had more time to think about it, I would tell you guys, but that's all I got. Number 8, what's the scariest thing somebody told you they saw or went through or heard? My best friend said that after her grandpa died, like a couple months after her grandpa died, she was just chilling in her room one night going to sleep, and she heard, like, her grandpa's voice, like, next to her saying that it's okay, it's gonna be fine. And she was really creeped out, really scared, and she felt like something was like holding her with warmth or something, and it was super weird, super creepy, she said, and then it just vanished. So creepy. Creepy, creepy, creepy. Number 9, do you believe in ghosts? Want to share a ghost story or experience you've had? I honestly do believe in ghosts, and I know people will say, oh, that's so naive of you, you're so stupid, because I know a lot of people don't believe in ghosts, but this is going to sound dumb, but I have, like, a very strong sense. I don't know. I sense emotions in rooms and, like, feelings in rooms. It's hard to explain. I'm really good at reading people, and I'm really good at feeling what they feel, and so I have strong senses, I guess. And so I remember being at, like, an antique store with my grandma, and I felt really overwhelmed in there. I felt just, like, a bunch of pressure was on me, like, different emotions were coming at me, and I was perfectly fine before I walked in there. So I was just like, oh, this is really weird. I felt really overwhelmed, and I just kept walking because I just thought, oh, I'm just being weird, this is fine. And then I picked up something. It was like a glass or something. When I picked up this glass, I felt anger and, like, scaredness. I don't really know how to explain. It was really, really weird. And I just, like, felt something. It's hard to... Oh, I sound insane. But I put the glass down. It was really, really weird. And I just remember in my head, like, I pictured, like, this woman with the glass in her hand. And she was arguing with someone. But then that, like... I don't know, guys. Really weird. I don't know. I'm just probably insane, so... That's not really a ghost story, but I don't know. It just felt like a spirit or something. It's hard to explain. Number 10, have you ever literally been so scared you turned as white as a ghost? Well, I'm already white as a ghost. I'm pale AF. So, no, I wouldn't really say I've ever been that scared, but I am already white as a ghost, so... Anyways, I think that's it. Thank you so much, Kinky Angel 91, for making this awesome questionnaire. I'm sorry I didn't see it before. I would have totally done it. I hope You liked my answers, even though they were kind of stupid, especially number 9 when I talked about the ghosts and I was kind of crazy sounding. Anyway, thank you, and I'll listen to you guys later. Bye-bye.